Hey guys, this is Darren with the Garrison Public Affairs Office, and this week we are talking social media. There's a lot to talk about this subject as it is becoming a lot more prominent in the news, but we're going to talk about its impacts, the platforms, and all things social media on this week's episode of the Great Big Podcast. Hey guys, and welcome back. And this is going to be a little more of a unique podcast, as you may not see it because you're not seeing inside the studio right now. But keep in mind, July, we are coming to a video podcast, but there was nobody here this week. We have a lot of folks on vacation. We have a lot of folks in training at school, and we have some folks overseas doing assignments for the PAO Enclave that are keeping their skills sharp. So this week you get to sit and listen to me talk a little bit about something that's near and dear to my heart, as the Fort Cavazos Garrison social media manager and webmaster, is social media. What is social media? Social media refers to the means of interactions among people in which they create, share, and or exchange information and ideas in virtual communities and networks. Social media can mean a vast amount of things, whether it be the applications we all commonly use, such as Facebook, Twitter, or X, Instagram, or YouTube, or it could be various blogs or online platforms or chat rooms that allow people to share ideas and collaborate with one another to get interests, information, or other aspects and topics out into the greater information space that is not only just the internet, but other media platforms as well. With that, 2024 is going to be a big year for social media, because not only have the amount of companies as well as platforms increased, but it is a rapid jump in from previous statistics of who is actually using social media and consuming the information that is provided across this information space. In 2023, an estimated 4.9 billion people use social media across the world. The number of social media users worldwide has swelled to a record 4.9 billion people globally. What's even more interesting is that by the year 2027, estimates are basically speculating upwards of 5.85 billion users across these social media platforms will exist. That is some pretty big numbers. And again, what's interesting about this is that this is not just a single-use platform or one aspect or a splice of information from any given platform. On average, we're starting to see social media consumers and users tied to multiple platforms across the information space as they continue to expand. Although there is multiple different types of social media, with people, again, focusing their efforts to have multiple accounts, not just on one platform, there is still one undisputed champion of the social media realm, and that is Facebook, with over 2.9 billion monthly active users across the world. So that is pretty substantial in comparison to the other platforms. And each platform does have its more niche-like audience, right? Not everyone uses a blog or Reddit to communicate ideas and whatnot. However, the meta-based platforms of Facebook and Instagram are pretty popular amongst today's not only youth, but multi-generational cross-sections of not only the United States, but countries around the globe. Although Facebook and Instagram are two different types of platforms, they are some of the most popular. Social media can include many different enclaves. It can include both video as well as even audio, such as a podcast, just like the one you're listening to now. That includes that information environment and classifies as social media in a sense. But again, Facebook still reigns supreme in terms of the most users worldwide at that 2.9 billion figure. Facebook is also the most visited social media site in the United States. So again, Facebook commands about 53% of all social media site visits here in the United States. And it's still pretty popular worldwide. And this is what's really going to shock you, y'all, because we all talk about time as being one of the most precious commodities that we can have. What might surprise you, the average person often spends about 145 minutes on social media every single day. Woo, that's a lot of time. If you were to put that in perspective in terms of timeline and years, let's say if your average lifespan is 73 years old in your respective country. And if you averaged that time every single day, that would mean you would spend an astonishing almost 6 years on social media during your life. The social media space is becoming a lot more diverse across these platforms and allowing people to get more information rapidly, as well as focus their attention on that amount of time they actually spend. Again, almost if you were to use that across your lifetime, almost 6 years if you were to spend that average 145 minutes on social media every single day. And obviously, we have various means where we consume social media at, and that could be on a computer or it could be on a tablet. But the most common way people access social media today is their mobile phones. It's amazing what phones can do and what they, you know, what they have come to replace over the last, let's say, 30 years of technology, and how small these phones are actually getting. You can fit a powerhouse of information in your pocket. And with that, it is very interesting to see the types of social media that is most intriguing to audiences around the world. In that average 145 minutes on social media every day, the most engaging type of content on social media seems to be short-form videos. This means short, sweet, and to the point. Videos averaging upwards of no more than 1 minute, or sometimes as short as anywhere from 15 to 30 seconds, is what is the most consumed social media in the social media environment. It's interesting. Our attention spans, although we are dedicating so much time to social media, is rather short on a respective type of social media that we may be viewing at any given time. We've all had it, right? You're sitting down right before you watch a television episode, or you're taking a break from work, and you simply get on your device. It's almost like it's second nature, or if it's just something, you know, natural that you do. If there is a pause throughout your day, you might just pick up your phone and you may answer a few texts, you may call a few people, but what is most commonly being done on mobile devices is scanning social media platforms or consuming another type of information through internet-based platforms. It's interesting. Social media has, again, adapted over the last 20 years and gone from the days of MySpace to fully integrated accounts that have predictive in nature, that include ads, that include all these things that make up our daily lives and allows us to rapidly not only find information or rapidly communicate with loved ones, but look across the globe, essentially, to find content and other information that is engaging and impactful within our lives. There is some other things that are associated with social media that make sure that the modern society continues to function. It is just not a means of sharing a post. If everyone remembers the MySpace days of having your music associated with your profile, some pictures, and the occasional post, social media is allowing people to connect in different ways that they have never dreamed possible. It is revamping the ability to communicate long distance. No more international phone calls at times. You can simply FaceTime through a social media platform or your cellular device. You can organize events. You can shop through a marketplace and various platforms, and it's just impressive to see what can happen through social media. Social media is also becoming rapidly more important to the United States military in terms of not only rapidly informing domestic and international audiences, one of the basis of the public affairs enclave, but also allowing recruiting and retention efforts to take place. The age of the social media influencer is across the information space and social media enclave. However, it is very, very prevalent in the military community. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of social media influencers that essentially focus on their niche environment, their job, their day-to-day activities, their interest, but some of the most we focus on, of course, being associated with the United States military is those military-based social media accounts and social media platforms. It's always interesting to take a look at any of these cross-section accounts for a niche environment or a very specific lifestyle and simply revel in the fact that you have a shared experience that you can rapidly identify and bond with or sympathize with as you look at these various social media influencer accounts. And it has become a very interesting way to not only communicate to the force, but also encourage others to join and to stay in the United States military and are just simply blow off steam and revel in the fact that sometimes the military life is a challenge and very difficult and very unique in terms of what we do. Social media is a two-way street, as we say, where both threat actors can introduce concepts or ideas to their audiences that may or may not be true. We live in a world of mis and disinformation and where information can be consumed, but sometimes the validity or the nature of the information can't really be determined. So again, although it is awesome that we are rapidly disseminating information and rapidly being able to access said information, we must still be able to determine whether or not, based off of research, common sense, and other factors, to ensure that that information is actually true. Situational awareness and other types of decision-making processes must be applied when looking at information because, again, there is that influence of mis and disinformation out in our world today where people may or may not do their due diligence at actually looking to ensure that the information that they are receiving is both not only timely but accurate. Again, speed and sometimes does win in terms of who releases information and how rapidly it gets to the end user, the consumer. But again, we do have a duty to make sure that information is accurate. It's hard to determine the validity of some information that is shared on social media and with algorithms today and what we consume as information based on the end user on our mobile devices and other platforms. It's hard to determine that. And in this world, we also have a world of both mis and disinformation. What is that? If someone accidentally shares false information about a current event or other topic without knowing that it is false, that is generally considered misinformation. However, in today's threat actor environment and world where there's many adversaries against the United States as well as our armed forces, there is that aspect of disinformation where someone either purposely creates and shares false information to influence people's opinions or actions, or to simply share intentionally information that is known to be false in order to sow discontent and prevent either truth or factual information from being presented to that end user. So again, in that environment, social media has also come under fire for how it interacts with today's youth. It has been shown that adolescents who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media have an increased risk of mental health struggles, with 67% of adolescents reporting feeling worse about their own lives as a result of their social media use daily. It may increase the stressors in others' lives based off of this content saturation that they observe, or if they feel that popularity and being liked is only through the number of likes you get on a social media post or the number of shares that one may get. But again, we must do more to ensure that although we consume information rapidly, that we're still getting that factual information that we need to make informed decisions about our daily lives. Although social media may not be a vetted news source or other things, it can cause these issues to be manifested and where information or either mis or disinformation is presented and quickly spirals out of control and can also influence people negatively based off of the types of information that are presented and given that a lot of social media campaigns and ads are targeted to specific audiences. And again, we must do our due diligence to ensure that as stewards of information that we present the most accurate and timely information we possibly can without foraying into the world of misinformation. Social media is continuing to be used around the world and will continue to do so as the trends indicate for 2027 and beyond. However, social media is just beyond applications and platforms. It is truly a digital environment that is basically influencing not only global markets, but the world as a whole. Other types of these platforms and the statistics that are shown for their use can really influence both in negative and positive ways. So again, we must ensure that the information that we are receiving or the information that we are sharing is accurate and can actually be used positively in the best sense that it can. Social media will never be perfect. It'll always have different roles, whether it's entertainment or informative in nature. Social media will continue to have a diverse set of intentions as well as repercussions based off of its sharing and use. So as you continue to see the growth of social media throughout our society, and as you continue to watch it influence our day-to-day lives, and as you consume upwards of potentially 2 hours of social media daily, we must stay focused on ensuring that we put out, again, timely and accurate information. One may not also realize that social media can be weaponized, in a sense, in warfare. We've seen that most recently in the conflict with Ukraine and Russia, that social media has been utilized to both conduct fire missions, to track personnel and their movements, to monitor the emplacement of key weapon systems, as well as the transit of critical systems, both ground, air, maritime, and other systems across the battlefield. So again, we must be wary of our social media footprint, not only in our private daily lives, but as service members and members of the Department of Defense, social media can be manipulated and utilized against us by threat actors and our adversaries. So it is very important if you're listening and you're on multiple social media accounts, you got to make sure that, one, you secure them as to not be a victim of fraudulent activity or identity theft, but also to ensure that threat actors do not get the information that you do not want them to get. Again, social media and the digital realm is becoming a very, very dangerous place for users who consume social media and information via digital means because, again, there are so many actors out there that are not out there to inform, inspire, or educate, but to deceive, deny, or even defraud people via social media platforms, whether it's a spear phishing attack in an email or a fraudulent report of activity on your Facebook account. These threat actors can access your information through social media as well as other interactive media and digital means to conduct nefarious operations against those who utilize these platforms in an innocent fashion. So again, always be aware of your surroundings both in your physical realm but also in the digital realm on your various social media accounts. Continue to change your passwords and continue to monitor your social media activity and prevent it from violating anything that deals with operational security or other key factors that keep you and those around you safe. Although social media is continuing to grow, it is going to, you know, take on waves and forms that sometimes we don't even imagine. So it's going to be interesting to see over the coming years what exactly social media manifests into and its impact on our daily lives.
Flash floods in Central Texas happen within only a few hours of rain. Every year, more than 80% of flood fatalities involve vehicles, and about 10 people drown in their vehicles each year in Texas. Vehicles of every size can lose control, float, and roll over in flood conditions. Is taking the risk worth it? Is it worth the risk of leaving loved ones behind? Overconfidence kills. Don't drive through flood water. It's not worth it.
Hey guys, it's Darren again, and man, whew, it's social media. It is quite the topic, and it's going to be quite interesting as we continue to see how social media manifests itself in the coming years. And again, let's keep a lookout to see how accurate the projections are for social media users for the year 2027. Again, 5.8 billion people are projected to be across social media in that year of 2027. So let's see what it looks like. But we have some more stuff to talk about of what's coming here to the Great Place and Central Texas. The first thing we'd like to talk about is that full-scale exercise that's coming on this week. In fact, it's tomorrow. Fort Cavazos emergency response officials will conduct their annual full-scale exercise, or FSC, May 7 through 8 in the main cantonment area. The exercise consists of various incident sites. First responders from Fort Cavazos and local law enforcement, fire departments, and hospitals will conduct the exercise from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at locations near the Shoemaker Building. Routine traffic on the installation is expected to experience minimal impact. During the exercise, traffic control measures will be implemented in the vicinity of these incident sites, which may result in short delays. In addition to emergency response vehicles and personnel, visual audio effects may be observed in the incident area at local hospitals. Fort Cavazos soldiers serving as role players may be even seen leaving posts in emergency vehicles, imitating casualties with mock injuries and wounds, cosmetically engineered to convey a realistic appearance. Emergency response vehicles will be transporting these soldiers to area hospital emergency rooms. In the event of an actual emergency, though, exercise play will immediately halt and emergency personnel will respond accordingly. So if you do see something, please say something and report it. Fort Cavazos Education Services Division will also host college credentialing and career fair at the Soldier Development Center May 16 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Soldiers, their family members, and retirees, as well as civilian employees, are welcome to attend. Academic institutions, vendors, and employers from all over the nation will be there to promote educational and career opportunities. There will also be food trucks at the center with food and drinks for purchase. No registration is required for the event. For more information, please contact Education Services Division at 254-287-4824. We also have Safety Awareness Day also coming up. Safety is a critical part of day-to-day operations, and on 17 May, Fort Cavazos is hosting Safety Awareness Day. Join the safety team from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Phantom Warrior Stadium. The 3rd Armored Corps Safety Office will provide critical support in an event that includes several safety and health-related demonstrations that seek to reduce injuries, fatalities, and other incidents that impact morale, welfare, and readiness. Safety is very, very important, y'all. Another great event that is coming this week, Friday to be exact, is Howdy, Y'all. The event is going to take place from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on May 10 at the Lone Star Conference Center. Come on over for a true Texas-sized welcome to Fort Cavazos. Whether you're new to the installation or you're a recent transplant and haven't got an opportunity to see what is all out there and available to you, come in and meet and mingle with your hometown neighbors to include businesses, on and off post agencies, and family and MWR programs. The Fort Cavazos community has also gained a new UPS store and increased the ability to ship packages, print documents, and more at that newly opened UPS store. Exchange leaders cut the ribbon on the new store on May 2nd. Military shoppers can visit the new offering from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays, and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. The UPS store is located at 136-761st Tank Battalion Avenue. For more information, call 254-213-2563. Well, y'all, again, you've had a lot of time with me on this specific podcast based off everyone being out and about and being extremely busy. So with that, I hope you all have a safe week. Be wary of that full-scale exercise and the upcoming events we have this week. And I hope you have a very safe and enjoyable weekend. We'll see you guys next time on the Great Big Podcast.
Army Garrison Fort Cavazos and Fort Cavazos Public Affairs Production. Have a question or want to share some of your wisdom with us? Drop us an email at fortcavazos@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Fort Cavazos Army. And as always, be sure to leave us a review.